Oh, we're ready. Are we on?
No power.
Nope.
This lip sync.
Beam me up, Scotty. How's this?
It's blinking.
Now it's on. Solid green.
I don't hear it.
Hello?
There we go.
How's that?
Judy, did you hear that?
Welcome tonight. Welcome to our village board meeting. Please stand for the Pledge of Allegiance.
I pledge allegiance to the flag of the United States of America and to the republic for which it stands, one nation, under God, indivisible, with liberty and justice for all.
Call our meeting to order. Roll call, Trustee Harris.
Here.
Trustee Genrich.
Here.
Trustee Atwood.
Here.
President Rafter here. Trustee Dart.
Here.
Trustee Green.
Here.
Trustee Sampson.
Here.
All present in the count. Or do I have a motion to modify or adopt the agenda as presented?
Move to approve as presented.
Thank you. Seconded by Trustee Dart. All in favor signify by saying aye.
Aye.
Aye. Opposed? Motion passes. Thank you. Announcements. St. Matthew's Men's Club Wild Game Feed is this Thursday, March 7th, from 4 to 10 p.m. It is, I am told, actually I know, is a great event. About 600 or 700 people, I'm told. Lots of raffles and prizes and good community. So you can show up. I'm guessing you can get tickets at the door. Can you?
You can.
Yes.
$25 at the door.
$25 at the door. Come and have some fun with your neighbors. And if you're into fish, Resurrection Catholic Parish, Lenten Fish Fries start March 22nd. The four dates are March 22nd, March 29th, April 5th, and April 12th from 5 to 7 p.m. It is not just for parishioners. Anyone in the community can participate. Are you interested in serving on a committee, board, or commission for the Village of Alloway? It is this time of year where we start to look at promoting the different committees that we have available here at the Village, opportunities for Village residents to participate. All of this information is on the Village Board or on the Village website. If you are interested in serving on a committee, board, or commission, you can contact Debbie Bainan at the Village Board or at the Village Hall, Debbie at villageofalloway.com, or just come on in and talk to her. She'd be happy to help. April 2nd is our spring election. We will not have a Village Board meeting that night. Some people think the only thing going on right now is the mayoral election in Green Bay, because that's getting a lot of news. But here in Alloway, we'll be voting for the State Supreme Court, the Court of Appeals, District 3, the Circuit Court, Districts 3 and 7, the Brown County Executive Position, the Alloway Village President, and the Green Bay School Board. So lots of important things for people to weigh in on, so please make sure April 2nd you're here to vote or at your voting place. Adjusted water rates effective January 29th. The rates have changed based on a rate change we went through in 2015. Brad, do you want to say anything about that?
Yeah, basically what it was is the rate case hearing was held, and removing one half or the final half of the fire protection charge from the general levy to the water bills, and that was to be done over a two-year period, 2017 and 2018. The effects on a resident is $21.60 for the year. It did take effect in 2017. It did not get put on to 2018. And per Public Service Commission, we needed to get that taken care of, and we also needed to backbill for that year. So it does amount to a $21.60 charge for 2018.
Okay, and if people can't afford the $21, they can split it out over payments, if I read that correctly.
Correct. President Rappert?
Yes, sir.
If I'm correct, Brad, we did check into, and we are required by state statute to recover that $21.60, correct?
That's correct.
Okay, we did check into that, and that's what we have to do by state statute.
Right. And the Public Works Committee, that was the hopes that we would not have to, but yes, you're correct.
And Brad, we have a letter here that says, Dear Alloway Water Utility Customer, is that posted on our website? Or is that going out in the mail? How are people...
It was posted on our website, placed on Facebook.
Okay. So if you'd like to learn more about that, it's well documented and well explained very well, and it's on our village website. We already said there is no village board meeting that night on April 2nd. So your Tuesday night entertainment will have to be something else.
Sure. Election returns.
Can you find something? Yeah.
I think so.
Watch the election returns. And we talked about that. Last thing, don't forget, daylight savings time is coming March 10th. Spring forward. Any other announcements from the board members? Any other announcements from staff? Hearing none, we will move on to agenda item number 4, public hearing regarding special assessments for installation of storm sewer laterals, sanitary sewer laterals, and water services on Longview Avenue, Oakwood Avenue, and Martha Avenue. Is there anyone in the audience here tonight who would like to speak during the public hearing?
Chimo Rock, 2339 Oakwood Avenue. I'd just like to know why last year the 2300 block of Oakwood Avenue was removed from the reconstruction and had to be put back in October. So in April it was removed for some reason by the previous Public Works administration, and it was very difficult to get it back on, but we had to... it was put back on, but I'd like to know why it was removed in the first place. Thanks.
Thank you. Is there anyone else who would like to speak on this issue for the public hearing? Going once, going twice, last call, sold. Okay. We will close the public hearing. Action item number 5, action regarding approval of engineering report containing estimated cost of lateral assessments. Mr. Jean, would you like to?
I don't know if I have a whole lot to add. In your packet is the engineering report. That report includes a cost estimate of the... the laterals, the installation of the new laterals.
Okay. Do I have a motion on this item? Trustee Green.
Move to approve.
Do I have a second?
I'll second.
Trustee Genrich. Any discussion? Hearing none, we have a motion to approve and a second. All those in favor signify by saying aye.
Aye.
Aye. Aye. Opposed? Motion passes. Action item number 6, or item number 6, public appearances. Is there anyone in the audience who would like to speak on something that is not on this evening's agenda? Judy.
Thank you. Judy Poe, 2375 Riverside Drive. I would like to issue a personal invitation for all of you to attend, as most of you did last year, our used book sale for the Alloway Historical Society. We have cleaned a little over 2,300 books, priced them, boxed them, and I understand now that we're going to be able to get some new tables this year and the use of those. So I thank you for that. The times on this is Saturday, April 6th, from noon until 5 p.m. and April 7th from 9 a.m. till 4 p.m.
I'm sorry, Judy, could you repeat that? April 6th, noon to...
April 6th is from noon till 5. The place is being used in the morning. We can get in at 11. So in 1 hour, if you want to see a real circus, come and watch us set up 2,300 books and 12 tables. Some people had asked about what we do with the funds that we raise at this. And I can tell you what we did with it last year. And that is we finished paying for the war memorial over at Green Isle Park. So this is a good fundraiser for us. And it's enjoyable to work with the people to get it ready. And if I could, on another subject, something that just occurred to me as I was going down Riverside Drive and seeing that for sale sign, not Riverside, Webster Avenue, seeing that for sale sign on that lot, that little lot. And I guess there's one more little lot. Is it on Martha? I'm not sure. Where they're tiny lots and nothing much will fit. Has anybody ever given any consideration to whether or not Alloway would allow tiny houses in those places?
I don't know that we've had that discussion, have we?
Because if you go online, I'm sure, which I can't do, but there are a lot of different variations on those tiny houses. And I know there are some places, I believe it's in California, where they are actually advocating for these because they have so many people who can't afford to purchase a home. So just a thought. Thank you.
Thank you, Judy. Is there anyone else who would like to speak on something that's not on this evening's agenda?
Jim O'Rourke, 2339 Oakwood Avenue. I'm the former co-chairman of the Village of Alloway Fight the Ped Committee. Two things. Number one, last April, West St. Joseph Street was changed from a simple resurfacing project for $200,000 to a complete reconstruction was projected to cost $900,000. Now it's going to be $1 million. I'd like to know why that was upgraded from a resurfacing project for $200,000 to complete reconstruction for $1 million in April of 2018, and that's in the Public Works minutes. And then also, there's going to be a great deal of new construction, new development on Riverside Drive between West St. Joseph Street and Alloway Avenue. All those homeowners now, waterfront property owners would like to develop their property, and they're going to be asking the village for TIF money in the TIF district. They're going to be asking for millions of dollars, and there is no legal access for anybody on West St. Joseph to get to the Fox River Trail. And I'd like to see the village in their closed meetings that they have make sure that if they're going to be giving developers millions of dollars for development along the waterfront, that the public has a right to cross their property on a sidewalk. So if you're going to give them public money, make sure we have public access. Thank you.
Is there anyone else who would like to speak on something that's not on this evening's agenda? Hearing none, we'll close the public appearance section and move on to item number 7, action regarding 2018 Plan Commission Annual Report. Mr. Fuller.
Yes, this is something that you, that the Village Board has seen before, at least in part, back in the first meeting in January. This is a report that the Plan Commission does every year, just look at what they've accomplished and then look forward and set goals for themselves and the year to come. And so when the Village Board reviewed this in January, they had a couple of comments, had this in the memo here, engaged committees, Section 3D they really liked. They would like the Plan Commission to collaborate with other area planning organizations And then we'd like the plan commission to consider a 3 to 5 year plan, similar to Public Works and Parks capital improvement plans. The plan commission reviewed this and really had no comments with what the board recommended. They just suggested clarification on some wording. So if you scroll, if you go down to page 5, I think the only question that I would have would be section 4F. And this was something that the Plan Commission clarified with their wording. They just wanted, I think, further clarification as far as what the Village Board is looking for out of this bullet point. This was one of the items that was brought up in January. I had a brief discussion with Trustee Harris, and I haven't had an opportunity to reconnect, but I just want to be sure that this is something that, is this something along the lines of what you had in mind? Or?
Yes, okay. I understand 3 to 5 years in terms of the Planning Commission isn't necessarily the right time frame, but just something if we can have the ability to look forward a little bit. That's all I was looking for. So, yes, this does work. Thank you.
Okay. So you are looking for an action to approve the annual report?
Yes.
Or accept and place in file?
I think either one would be fine.
Okay. We'll go for an approval. Is there a motion on this item?
Move to approve.
Trustee Sampson, second. Trustee Dart, any discussion?
Just to offer a thank you and an appreciation for all the hard work that the members of the Plan Commission do year-round. It's a very thankless task looking at zoning and ordinances and all those kinds of things. So, but it really does pay off and benefits to the village in terms of tying in zoning and planning with the comprehensive plan and all those things. So I just really appreciate the effort and the time that, that those people spend, Trustee Dart included, in that group. So.
I very much agree. Thank you. Any other discussion? We have a motion to approve and a second. All those in favor signify by saying aye.
Aye.
Aye. Aye. Opposed? Motion passes. We'll even include Trevor on that. Thank you.
Yes.
Yes.
Yes, Trevor.
Item number 8, action regarding approval of carryover funds and resulting 2019 budget adjustments. Julie.
Yeah, this is routinely done at the end of the budget year. There's some items we budgeted for that, for whatever reason, the projects didn't occur, the expenditures didn't occur. So if we look at the parks there, these items are routinely carried over for the Village Hall building equipment outlay, the outlay for improvements, which is going to go towards the parking lot, and then the EAB funds. And over on the right, you can see where those funds are accumulating. Then we'll have $37,000 for village building equipment, $30,000 for the parking lot, and a little over $25,000 for EAP funds. Going into the general administration area, the administrators' conferences and then the $1,500 we have in there for any needed extra accounting services was not spent. So we wanted to carry that over to pay for the continual improvement program that we've contracted for. The zoning code, we're going to carry over the remaining funds there of $15,500. Police, I don't believe the squad came in yet. So we had $10,000 for equipment to outfit that squad that we're going to carry over. Public Works, because we have such a need for the street repair money, Sean would like to carry over that $6,500 remaining in that budget. And then in the water utility, we've got $45,000 that we had carried over the prior year. Was not spent, but that's for the lead service removal program. So I'm asking you to approve these carryovers, and then I'll make budget adjustments also.
Okay. Any questions for Julie? Trustee Harris?
I meant to ask beforehand, EAB, what's it stand for?
Emerald Ash Board.
Thank you.
Any other questions for Julie? Hearing none, I'll accept the motion on this item. Trustee Dart?
Move to approve.
Thank you. Do I have a second? Trustee Green, any discussion? All those in favor signify by saying aye.
Aye.
Aye. Opposed? Motion passes. Thank you. Action item number 9, we'll take items 9A through D, the consent agenda. Do I have a motion on this item?
Move to approve.
Trustee Kenrick, seconded by Trustee Atwood. Any discussion? All those in favor signify by saying aye.
Aye.
Aye. Aye. Opposed? Motion passes. Item number 10, future agenda items. Is there anything board members would like to see on a future agenda item? Hearing none, we'll move on to item number 11. Do I have a motion to adjourn? Trustee Dart, seconded by Trustee Harris. Any discussion? All those in favor signify by saying aye.
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 Opposed? Motion passes. I thank you very much, one and all. Thank you to everyone who joined us tonight. And don't forget, on April 6th, that's at the Community Center, right?
Yes, at the Community Center.
Book sale at the Community Center, Saturday and Sunday.
Bring your wallet.
Bring your wallet. And a big bag for books.